Will you spend another summer working on your yard for your spouse, kids, and guests? Or would you rather spend the summer with your spouse, playing with the kids, and relaxing with guests? Hire Blue Duck Lawn Care to get the super healthy lawn you'll love and neighbors will envy. Blue Duck does the fertilizing and weed control. You just mow to get a lush, thick lawn. Best in your neighborhood. If it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com. Remember, if it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com.
The Senate not going to move on impeachment of the Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas because the House is not going to move the impeachment documents to the Senate for the trial, because what we're hearing is that Democrats are going to try not to have a trial and just dismiss the impeachment in and of itself. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Now, this is further putting pressure on Speaker Mike Johnson and people like Marjorie Taylor Greene are more and more screaming about how Johnson needs to be removed. Greene's wrong and Greene's ridiculous. I do not believe personally that eclipses nor earthquakes are signs of God's rage. That's me. But replacing the speaker after replacing the speaker is just dumb. It's not a strategy. It's a radicalness. If you like microphones, you say those kinds of things. If you like policy, you don't. Getting rid of Kevin McCarthy did nothing, helped nothing, made better nothing. Winning the House plus 40 seats for the Republicans, that would make things better. Marjorie Taylor Greene can't do that, and it seems that Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't want to do that. You're not happy with Speaker Johnson? Win in November, get a much bigger majority, and then get the speaker you want. That seems to be the rational course for the rational mind. That makes perfect sense. This whole thing, this does not make any sense at all. This is ridiculous. Just one of the stories going on out there. And you've got the story over at WIBC.com about Hoosier lawmakers reacting to President Biden and his student debt forgiveness plan, which is, of course, Joe Biden trying to buy votes. It is Joe Biden buying votes. It is what it is. If we want to pretend otherwise, I think you're more than welcome to do so. But that's kind of laughable. And when I say kind of laughable, totally laughable. You've got State Senator J.D. Ford saying it's a loan and should be repaid back. That's how he phrased it. The part that is really tricky is that interest. People want to pay it back, but get trapped in that high interest loan. I'm sorry. That's the trap? So the loan should be given without interest. Well, that would be an interesting proposition. But if you say it's a loan that should be paid back and Joe Biden is saying you don't have to pay it back, why would you be supportive of the plan? Your argument of maybe we could lower the interest rates or maybe these are no interest rate loans would at least be a conversation. But it would still involve people owing up to their responsibilities and paying things back. Well, they should pay it back, but those interest rates are too high. That's a weird conversation. I think it's interesting that you want people to get favorable loan rates. You know, everyone who goes to college, not everyone is a good bet. Are we going to discuss the fact that some people are riskier than others? Are we going to discuss the fact that we don't even promote certain groups going to college? Who promotes men going to college? You know who has noticed this? Colleges. Men don't get promoted, or no promotion comes to them. about you should go to college. Oh, women, oh, you should go to college. Oh, yeah. Men, you don't hear that. Just a little offshoot of the conversation. You can find that story from Kurt Darling over at WIBC.com. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Hey, good morning. Consequences of actions. I think consequences matter greatly. You engage in a certain way, there might be a certain way you are responded to, there might be a certain reaction, there might be a certain result. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. 317-239-9393, that is the number. The city of Oakland, a few years back, saw what was happening with George Floyd, and they said, we need to defund the police. And defunding the police was always an absolutely terrible idea, an awful idea, the idea of the fool. It was the push from those who were desperate to do away with a way of life. The people who want to defund the police, and that is, of course, actually what they want to do, want to burn it all down. There's no other way to describe their actions. Well, the problem is the police aren't prepared for these things, and we need to send in, people who have real education, helping people with trauma and with distress, and the police can't do that. Okay. Are you going to send them in armed? Absolutely not. Well, best of luck. What you did is said, hey, we're not interested in going after criminals. If you take a look, I believe it is at traffic tickets in San Francisco, they are now at an all-time low. Tickets being handed out is an all-time low. Now, I'm not saying that I'm a fan of tickets. I'm not a fan of how the police hide and try and catch people doing the bad thing. I think that police vehicles should be neon orange. I think the name, the sign, police should be as big as day. When I see police officers in police vehicles that you can't really distinguish from regular vehicles on the road, with lights you can barely see, hiding behind a tree, I think it's disgusting. And I think that police departments across Indiana, across the nation, bring a lot of hate upon themselves when they do that. Stop trying to trap people. You're weird. Stop making it adversarial. You're wrong. If Doug Carter, the superintendent of the Indiana State Police, wants to have this discussion with me, I will. I like that man quite a bit. I think he's a decent guy. I don't always agree with him on everything. I think he's a decent man. And that is saying something. But you create the adversarial relationship. No wonder people are adversarial. If you tell a whole group of people that ACAB, all cops are bastards. Remember when you used to see that spray painted? And the cops are fascists and you don't have to listen and they're all bigots. And if you're a black cop, you're a traitor. Well, is it any wonder we see people resisting in every sort of situation, not just situations that you and I and rational people, regardless of color of skin, may find rational, understandable? Oakland made the move in this regard. Here's what we know. Since 2020, burglaries are up 99%. Motor vehicle theft is up 72%. Robberies, 53%. Homicides, up 16%. Arrests, down 50%. over the same period. Now, what was the story? What was the story about Ryan Mears here in Indianapolis? So Ryan Mears is the prosecutor, Marion County prosecutor. It was one of the days when I was out, and I hope not to be out anymore for a good long while. I don't have any travel planned. That doesn't mean things won't come up. I'm here, and I'm happy to be here. There was a story about Ryan Mears discussing the guns in Indianapolis. And if I remember correctly, the story was about that people are utilizing firearms, the Second Amendment, to defend themselves, and he saw that as a problem. Did anybody else see that story? Am I like totally delusional?
Gun guy has been talking about that.
Okay, so Guy Relford, can you, producer Carl, everybody, can you find that?
Sure.
Like, he saw, and some of these so-called leaders in Indianapolis saw people defending themselves as an issue. And if that is the case, I want to make sure I've got that story right. Because I can think of nothing more radical than someone saying, well, see, the problem here, as we know, is that people are actually protecting themselves. And that can't be allowed. No, we can't have that. Here it is. Oh, I think I found it. Hold on. It was WTHR. Was this when I was in Israel? This is Ryan Mears. What's upsetting to me is, this is the quote, if you look at the month of January, I think we had 18 homicides during that month. 14 of those were being investigated for self-defense, meaning that someone lost their life and that case might ultimately be cleared. But that doesn't do anything for that family who lost someone. Throw Ryan Mears out on his ass. No. No more political fundraisers. If you show up for a Ryan Mears fundraiser, you're crazy. Sir, how disgusting are you as a person? And by the way, when I see you in person, I'm going to say the same thing. Are you nuts? If the case is cleared, someone was engaged in self-defense and the case is cleared, it means it was actually self-defense. That's a problem to you? Well, the problem is someone died. Well, it was either the person who was being attacked or the person doing the attacking. Pick one. Are you a child? Pick one. Who do you want it to be? Because it's going to be someone. Someone breaks into your house. You should let them do it and then see whether or not you get violently attacked. Do you know how weird you are? Do you know what kind of child you are? Now, you say to me, Tony, he's not going to come on the show if you call him a child. Maybe you got a point. Maybe this needs to be an interview and a conversation so one could explain themselves. I don't know what conversation is supposed to be had. I get that you should talk to people who you disagree with, right? It's important. It's valuable. But dear Lord, I'm reading this quote. 14 of those, meaning the homicides, were being investigated for self-defense, meaning that someone lost their life and that case might be cleared. But that doesn't do anything for that family who lost someone. I'm sorry, that's an outrageous thought. If they are cleared, it was self-defense. I think that's how we would all see it, that you would do an investigation. You've never heard me say don't do one. And they were cleared. Somebody was attacking them. They responded with equal or greater force, and it was self-defense. What does it matter about the family who lost somebody? Why was person A engaged in attack to begin with? You're making the argument, Prosecutor Mears, that self-defense is in and of itself the problem. I don't know how I debate that with somebody. I don't know how that isn't childlike. But I guess I should be, you know, maybe we shouldn't be doing the name calling. Okay, okay, okay. Ryan Mears, if you'd like to come on the show and explain your position, we'd greatly appreciate it. Producer Carl will reach out and, okay, let's hear this philosophy. Let's flesh it out.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
How bad is it?
Don't sugarcoat it. Give it to me straight.
Want coffee?
I think I need some coffee.
Time to fill up on the news. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Great to be with you. You've got the Dow futures at plus 57 and the NASDAQ futures up 27. But that's not the story. Because the Dow futures were through the roof. And then the inflation report came out and the Dow futures dropped 300. Why? Consumer prices are up 3.5% from a year ago. Meaning inflation has gone nowhere. The CPI, the Consumer Price Index, showing that the cost of goods and services across the economic spectrum rose 0.4%, putting the 12-month inflation rate at 3.5%. The Dow had expected a 0.3% gain and 3.4% year over year. If you take out food and energy, which they often say are volatile, you take that out and you get something called core CPI. It's up 0.4% for the month, 3.8% from a year ago. It beat estimates. I don't know how many more times we have to say this. I don't know how many more times we have to go over this. Inflation is here. It has not gone away. Everything that the administration claims to have done didn't work. You pay more for everything, and you will for the foreseeable future. And everybody on Wall Street who said rate cuts are coming was a lying freak. The only place that was honest from the beginning and has gotten this right every step of the way was right here. We had it right from the beginning, which, by the way, so we're clear, that sucks. I would have given anything to be wrong. Anything. But we never pretended that the data didn't say what the data said. Never, never once, never ever, never, never, never. We never pretended. We honestly addressed the situation. We saw what we saw, and we said, there's no way to change this. When things started moving in a downward motion, we noted, and we had Dr. Matt Will from the University of Indianapolis say, Tony, this is some valuable stuff here. Let's see if the trend continues. And you know what happened? It didn't continue. It went the other way. Food is up. It's up. Food away from home is up even higher. Energy. Energy itself had a much higher increase in February than in March. You could argue that more energy was used. You go down the list over and over and over. You're seeing where the trend is. I'm going to be breaking down this report. I'll have a full breakdown for everyone on Tony Katz today at noon. But the only reason we got this right is because we honestly addressed it. And that is everything. That's the difference maker. The people who, there were people out there who told you what you wanted to, what you either wanted to hear or what they wanted to say. They were willing to tell you the lie. We never did that. We never did that. We always looked at it the way it is. If you do that, you're more likely to be right in a lot of things. A great number of things. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. That remodel is ready. You're ready. Now's the time to call Booher, B-O-O-H-E-R, booherremodeling.com, for your kitchen, for that master bath. And it's crazy. Redoing a master bath is not just, well, there's a sink, replace the sink. There's more thought that goes into it. There is more need that goes into it. But what you get out of it is a bathroom that works. People often think they do the bathroom, redo the bathroom, and, oh, it's going to look so much nicer. No, it's going to be new fixtures. It's just going to look great. What about function? What about a redesign? What about the fact that that sink shouldn't be over there? It should be on that wall over there. What about the fact that you have a bath and a tub? You don't need the tub anymore. You just want to, or you have a shower thing. You just want the shower and you want it to be tiled and you want it to have this feel. And you want it to, why is the shower head over there? It should be over here. That's all doable. There is nothing stopping you from having the bathroom that works for you and your family. That comes from calling Booher. They've got the experience, the know-how, and they've got the history of all of these bathrooms. They can show you, look at the things that we've done. Does any of this spark an idea? This is what you're thinking about. What if it looked like this? What if we changed? Booher knows how to do it. So stop talking about it and start calling Booher Remodeling, 317-852-5546. Tell them Tony Katz sent you, 317-852-5546, 852-5546, or online at Booher, B-O-O-H-E-R, BooherRemodeling.com.
So, fetch. Gretchen, stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
That's now in there, too. We've added a bunch over the past few days. That and... I think that needs an edit. I don't like the way it starts. I think it comes in a little too early. That's bothering me. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. June is the 10-year anniversary. My 10 years at WIBC. And I am convinced we should have a party, if only because I want to have a party. Now, Matt Baer from the WIBC Traffic Center and also the Supporting Sobriety podcast. Get that wherever you get your podcast. You can find out more about it at WIBC.com. Matt Baer and Ryan Hedrick from the WIBC Newsroom doing that podcast, Supporting Sobriety. I can't even say it, but you should listen to it. Supporting Sobriety podcast is available wherever it is you get your podcasts. Matt, we discussed this a few years ago. It was my 5-year, it was your 10-year, and we said we should have a party. And then what I'm pretty sure happened was you brought us COVID.
Yeah, I did. Sorry about that, man.
Right. You were working with coronaviruses there at the Wuhan lab.
Yeah.
And that happened, right? And you brought us COVID, and everyone was like, shame on you. And you were like, I don't care.
F these people.
That's what you said.
I was doing traffic.
Is Matt Baer's favorite sound.
It is.
Of everything I have this.
Hey, phrase it.
And I have this.
F these people.
That's like a close tie.
It's from that, it was from a commercial, right? Where they were talking about a political operative and they said F these people.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah. It was awesome.
I love it. We may have co-opted that.
it's on my alarm now. you know.
But we talked about doing this, a party for both of us, and it never came to be. So now in June I am 10 years at the station. You're 15 years total, WIBC?
I guess, 09? Yeah, I started in 09, August of 09. Yeah.
Just tell you, hold on. Take off your shoes and just count.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Count and, carry the two and make sure you're wearing your eclipse glasses. You don't want to look directly into the math.
No, I have digits webbed, too. So
the question is this something that we should do together, or because I'm probably going to do some kind of cigar thing with it that maybe we should do separately? But you should be celebrated for 15 years, because honestly, I would have lost that over-under on you.
No, everybody would have.
Right.
I guess everybody took the under, you know.
And then Matt found traffic, or traffic found Matt, however it worked. And that was the end of the book. It is, admittedly, when you started in radio, did you start in Richmond? Is that where you began?
No, it was, you're talking about where I was from originally, Rochester.
Rochester. Sorry, yeah, I keep saying.
It was kind of, sort of. I mean, I used to mow a lawn for a radio station in Southeast Missouri, and that's kind of where the whole thing sort of began. I would mow, and then I'd go down into the basement where the studios were and just kind of hang out and listen to their bits and stuff like that. It's really pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if it's David Wood, our program director, or Matt Himlin, our executive producer. One of them has that story, that they actually mowed the lawn of the station. It was part of their job.
Oh, really? Well, that was, yeah, I mean, it wasn't part of my job, but I was just a lawnmower. I mowed the lawns. You know.
Oh, that's weird. That's
fun. Okay,
that's just interesting that you say that. But, like, when you got into this, traffic, being this guy, that wasn't on your mind, was it?
No, it wasn't. I didn't have... I had a lot of music radio where I lived, and just because of Rochester's location, there weren't like these huge radio shows at the time. I don't want to name anybody, but you know the biggest time, the biggest shows in the 90s and early 2000s, and we just didn't get any of those. And I couldn't even get Bob and Tom locally, and then I named a show here locally up in Rochester.
it's okay.
Yeah, whatever. But we couldn't get those shows, so we had a lot of music radio, so I was never really... I never heard talk until I heard Glenn Beck, and that was down at WFLA in Tampa when I moved to Tampa for a year with my fiance, and I kind of fell in love with it then, because Glenn Beck, I don't know if you ever caught him locally, it was one of the funniest people I have ever heard on the radio at the time. Yeah.
What's interesting is that Glenn comes from a music background.
Yes.
He came from a music radio background. I didn't know you lived in Tampa. I did not know there was a fiance. We're learning a lot about Matt Bear here.
I was also a telemarketer at the time, so how about that?
Well, wait, that part we totally believe. As a matter of fact, there are three people right now who would like to cancel their timeshare if you're happy to take their call.
It was a debt consolidation program. It was awful. I have stories.
Like, When you were producing here, and you were producing for this show for like a hot minute, and that did, I believe the expression is that did not work out well.
Well, yeah, and I agree with that, but I only look at my end of it. Like anything, I mean, what was Tony like? Well, I don't care what Tony was like. I know what I was like, and that's how the thing goes, and that's what I tell other people. I mean, it's, you're not responsible for how I feel or my behavior. That's just the way it is. So I look at that moment, and I'm like, well, you know, that's, yeah, I was ready to go. I was ready to leave, but that's all it was. And then it was suggested to me that I try out for traffic, and when I heard that, I was like, I'm getting that job. That's all there is to it. You know?
Yeah, I want to say for the record that while you were producing for this show, it wasn't me either. It was totally you.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Just right. But it's not just traffic. It's like the amount of hours, the total amount of personality, the Supporting Sobriety podcast now. There's a whole Matt Bear universe,
yeah,
and marketing and brands that needs to be utilized. So do we do this 10-year, 15-year thing together or not?
I don't know, and I don't even know if I'm going to celebrate it, because everything I've done, I had nothing to do with. I mean, everybody helped me. So
I will do mine on my own, and then we will celebrate you without your knowledge.
Fair enough. If that's what you want to do, I can't stop you.